Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf pehe. Today's daf has been dedicated by Dr. Meddeb and his wife Lily and family in memory of Moshe ben Rachel. Ruach Hashem tenehenu began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenehenu began Eden, Amen. We are starting on Pe Dalid Amud Sheni. We are going to start actually 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Let's just review what we were discussing. We were discussing a case of Shteges Ustraot. You have that in your picture books. There were two like balconies coming out of a second story house or apartment. And there's water underneath. I need to draw the water. So basically, they said you make a hole in one of the planks and you let your build walls. Those walls are considered going all the way down into the water and therefore to the Shuti Yahid. And the Gemara said that if you build walls for the first, for the top, for the higher one, because they were not level with each other, one was higher than the other, so you build walls for the higher one and you don't build walls for the lower one, so both of them are asurot. Both you cannot access. We said they were partners in the walls, so they needed an eruv technically, so therefore they become both asur. So Abaye's explanation is why they are both asur is because they were within 10 tefachim of each other. So he gave us a rule yesterday. He said any rishuyot that are within 10 tefachim of each other, so they considered one rishut. So it's that you're one. It's not that you can separate. I can carry, you can't carry. No, you consider one unit. So the Gemara wants to prove that principle of how do you know that when you have the shiur that with intent to fahim of each other are considered one. So the Gemara gives a case over here. Gemara says, Ki Adam Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Gag Hasamuk L'Shut Rabim. If you have a gag, a roof that is closer to the Shut Rabim, Sarich Sulam Kavua Na'atiro. You need a permanent ladder in order to matir it. Now, let's get the scenario of this case over. We have a picture in the books. I think it's picture number 285 is correct. Basically, you have a roof. You have a marpeset that is right off the roof. Marpeset is like a little porch. I call it a gallery. And it's within 10 tefachim of the roof. It's right there. And then there's a reshut rabim that's opened up to the gag. On one side, it's open up to the Reshut Rabim. Now, the Reshut Rabim to the Gag is more than 10 tefachim. The Reshut Rabim to the gallery is less than 10 tefachim. So, the Sheila is now, the Reshut Rabim also uses this Gag. How do they use this Gag? They access it. You know, they can put things on top of it, etc., etc. And they also can walk up the merpeset as well. They can walk up the stairs of the merpeset into the onto the gag itself. It seems that you have to say that somehow the Reshut Rabim is allowed usage to this gag. It's not considered stam trespassing. You know, they obviously have to say that they're allowed some type of usage to the roof. So now the question is, you have a battle. Who owns the roof? You know, the roof is now shared by a few properties. You have the Reshut Rabim, and you have the merpeset. You know, so the question is, can he carry on the roof now because it's considered shared? Well, if you look at it from access standpoint, if you look at it from accessibility, which we always said, you know, the area that's easier accessible, that's the area that is one with you, and the one that's not easier accessible is, you know, knocked out. So then the merpeset is the one that's easier accessible. Obviously, it ends with intent to fahim. It's almost like a petah. And the Reshut Rabim is more than 10 tefachim, so therefore, accessibility standpoint, it should be the merpeset and the gag together, you know, to be able to carry the gag from the merpeset, and so on and so forth, and not the Reshut Rabim. So why do you need a ladder? Now what does that ladder do? By putting a ladder, you have an aliyah, you have that apartment that goes into the gag. So you put a ladder there. What that really shows is, we own the gag. You know, we're the ones that have the access to the Gag, yeah, and not the Shuta Rabim. So they place this permanent ladder, not a regular ladder, permanent ladder, the Gemara says, from the, as you see in your picture, you see it, it's off the house. Right, so now they're showing what? That we're the owners of the Gag over here. Not the Reshut Rabim. Because we're accessing it not from the Reshut Rabim anymore. We can access it from our own apartment. See, before you put this ladder there, the only way they can access their roof is they gotta walk through the Reshut Rabim up to Marpeset into the Gag. Now, they don't know, we can go from our own house into the Gag. So therefore they're knocking out the Reshut Rabim. Again, what do you have to knock out the Reshut Rabim? Just say accessibility. More accessible the Marpeset than the Rishut Rabim. Ela, you know what the explanation is? Since the Marpeset and the Gag, since the Marpeset and the Rishut Rabim are within 10 Tevachim of each other, they're considered one domain, so therefore it doesn't work with accessibility. Now they're considered one. So therefore you have to shake the Rishut Rabim off. So how do you shake them off? By putting the ladder over there that gets rid of the Rishut Rabim. So that shows you Rishuyot that are within 10 Tevachim of each other are considered one Rishut, and accessibility is not an issue, just like, let's review, just like the case of the Gizustraot, where even though from an accessibility standpoint, the higher one, obviously is easy accessibility, just drop the bucket through the hole. The lower one had to throw it, the bucket, into the hole, lower it down, so what do you just give it to the, what do you have to say, then you have to, why they all sit on each other, just give it to the top one, since it was intended for him of each other. So therefore, they also. So that's the proof that they're bringing for Abayis. So let's read that inside again. Kiyad Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Gag Asuk Reshut Rabim Sarich Sulam Kavua Latiro Sulam Kavua In. Only if it's a permanent ladder. Sulam Arai Lo. But a temporary ladder is not going to do the job. You need a permanent ladder. My Tama. What's the reason? Nav Mishu must be the Kevan De Betuch Hasara. Since that the Reshut Rabim and the Marpeset are within 10 of each other, they're together within each other, Asran, therefore they're osed on each other. Therefore the Gag now is an area that's being shared. Now you have a Gag and a Reshut Rabim, whatever the Marpeset. You have a shared area, two different areas. So by shaking away the Reshut Rabim, so not just a Gag with the Marpeset, which is the same Reshut, and the latter does that. So the Gemara says, Matkif la la papa. Okay, well, I'll bring you a question on this. V'dilma kisherabim mechatfim alav bechumta v'sudra. Gemara is saying like this. Your whole assumption over here was, since it's with intent of having each other, that's what really makes the connection. Maybe that's not so. Maybe the issue over here is that the Reshut Rabim area is actually using the roof. They're actually using the roof, meaning in the Reshut Rabim as they walk, they place their kumta v'sudra, would be their hats and their scarves. Which means, normally, if you remember, we learned in Masechet Shabbat, that the people of the Reshut Rabim only use areas that are 9 tefahim. That's the katif. That's a perfect size for them to put their loads on it. That's for a big load. However, for a scarf and a hat, which are accessory items, even if it's 10 tefahim high, you know, they want to wind themselves out a little top. So what they would do is they would walk by, as they walk in the Reshut Rabim, they want to air themselves out a little bit. They take off their hat, take off their scarf, and they would drop it on the roof itself. So therefore, could be over here, it's not just the explanation that the Reshut Rabim is connected to the Marpeset, and therefore, could be over here, the issue is that the Reshut Rabim is actually using the Gag in the sense that they're putting their things on. Let's read the bottom Nashi. Bechumta v'sudra. No, it's not a Reshut Yahid. During the week. During the week, they're going and they're putting their hats and stuff on there. So they're mamash accessing the Gag. So you got to get rid of them. Not because they're identified. They're actually using it. Look at Nashi. Bechumta v'sudra. Shiril matet alav bechol kuba'im uma'aforet. That's the point. Which means now, it's easily accessible on both sides. Which means, the accessibility to the Marpeset is easy. The Gag to Marpeset, obviously. And you know what? The accessibility to the Gag, to use the Reshut Rabim, to use the Gag, is also easy. Which means, it's not a difficult item just to take his hat and leave it on there. So therefore, what's the rule? We have the rule. When you have, it's easy for this one, and easy for that one, they're both all said. They'll sit on each other. It goes with the regular rules that we learned till now. This has a tashmish noha, we'll call it, the guy walking into the marpeset. The Reshut Rabbim also has a tashmish noha, which is till now in the question we were learning what. It's the Reshut Rabbim has it difficult. It's difficult for the, because he has to walk up and it's hard. Now we're not saying it's nothing to do with tashmish kasher and tashmish nachat. The issue over here is it's both benachat. How is it both benachat? Because when the guys in the Reshut Rabbim walk, it's easy for them just to drop their hat and their scarves on the roof. And therefore what? Comes out you have a joint issue of marpeset with the gag and Reshut Rabbim with the gag. So therefore, so what do you got to do? Put a ladder there. By putting the ladder there, what does it show? It's ours, which means our possession of the gag is that pukedi, you know, to knock out the Reshut Rabbim. Now let's read Rashi, continue Rashi here, because he has some interesting points there. Bekumtav v'sudra, shirgilim natet alav b'chol, kovayim u'mafor, v'tashmish nohad agunu, nahem namasui kal kaze, na v'af api she'en rahem, she'en ura'u nahem, the kituf masui kaved, even though you're right, they wouldn't be able to put, let's say, a heavy load, because heavy loads, we said, the shiur is usually 9 tefachim, kedamar b'yitzot ha-shabbat, tesha'a, hazu l'katef, אבל עשרה לא הני מילי למסוי כבד. When do we say 10 is not only kind, not on a heavy load? ומיו לחומתה וסודרה, when it comes to accessory items like a scarf and a hat, חזו, or had a scarf, חזו, כשבני אדם עייפים במות החמה, when they're, let's say, hot in the summer months, נוטלים קובעיהן וסודרים משנה, they take their hats and scarves off their head, עד שיפוח הרוח בהם, till they air themselves out, הלכך, which has got nothing to do with that it's within 10. That issue is not within 10 over here. I mean, the whole issue we thought was until now, because the Mepesed was within 10 tefachim of the Reshut Rabbim. Nothing to do with it within 10. Even if they weren't within 10. The issue is that the Bnei Reshut Rabbim have a Tashmish Kal in the Gag, and the marpeset with the gag has tashmish kal, so therefore they're osir ahadadi. They're osir on each other.
The ladder helps make one easier.
So the ladder, when the ladder does is the ladder possession, which means that shows us that it's ours. It's not theirs. When they're putting their stuff on there, this is ours. It's like a possession of the item. So therefore, it pushes out the shoot at a beam. Now the Rashi just asked the question. He says, "V'nodam l'shut sheben bet haserot leze bepetah v'zu bezlika." If you remember, we learned the case. Let's say you have a wall between two haserot, right? Let's say one of the areas is elevated, so it's flush with the wall, so it's considered benachat, right? It's access, and the other one is lower, so it's only bezlika. So why don't you say it's benachat to both of them now? Because bottom line, they can put their scarves and hats on the wall, just like these guys in the shtub, you can put their scarves and hats on the wall. So that she says, Hadush, she says, it's not customary in a chaser to do that. Which is, in the shtub, I mean, you're walking with your stuff on, your hat on, you put it on the roof. But in a chaser, you have heavy stuff. Because, right, you put it in your house. In the chaser, you have heavy loads. You don't put heavy loads now on a wall that is 10. So therefore, we're only making this Hiluk of 10 tefachim in the Reshut Rabbim, where it's customary to have usage like that. In any event, the Gemara continues. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shemuel. Bor Sheben Shtei Hatserot. Okay, new case. You have basically a pit. You can see it in your picture books. You have a 287. You have a board. It's between two Hatserot. Actually, this is a back alley over here. You see, this is the back of their homes, where it is. Not. It's in a mavui. The mavui is closed up, really. And technically, this area is permissible to carry over in the sense that it's not accessible by people, because it's really, you know, they have the windows. Their windows access the area. So look at the top of the sheet. Separated from each other, the two hatserot. I think it's like a mavui katan in the back over here. The end diurim petuchino. There's no dwellers that are open up to it. The abor beoto tinsik muflegid mikot ze arba'ah. Which means it's 4 tefachim away from each wall. And she tells us if it was in 4 tefachim of the hatsur, then you need an eruv. So we need an eruv between them. We want to give a case where you don't need any eruvin over here. So therefore, if it's 4 tefachim, it's far from one hatsur and it's far from the other one, so technically it's not considered a joint issue over here. So therefore the question is, can I draw, can these people draw from this well on Shabbat? So the Gemara says, "Bor sheben shtechatzur muflagot mikota ze arba'a mikota ze arba'a ze motzi ziz kolshu umemale ve ze motzi ziz kolshu umemale." So the Gemara says, yeah, we have a way you can carry. You want to carry on Shabbat, meaning from the well? Do it through with the ziz. What's a ziz? You see in the picture book. Take a plank and stick it out your window. You know, cross reaching from your window to the board, and on the other side also, let him take a Z, stick it out from his window to the board, and now he's able to mimale. What is Rabbi Yehuda? That's the first opinion. Second opinion says Rabbi Yehuda, the idea Amar, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, that was Shimuel's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shimuel. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Afilu Kanya. You only got to take a plank, you can take a reed. I mean, he agrees you got to make some type of adjustment, but it doesn't have to be a solid adjustment, you can even take a reed. Now what are we talking about? What does this ziz do? So let's read Rashi. Ze motzi ziz kolchu. See Rashi? Mekotlo ad lebor. Right? From the kotel to the bor. O memale derech halono. You can now take a bucket from his window and go fill up. Vehen ze. Dekevan de mufleget dalid. Since it's 14th time away from each side. Lo shalte beleesor ze al ze. They cannot be osir on each other because they're really far away from the board. Which means we don't even need a ziz here to make it a shituf in the mavui. Which means there's no people walking in this back area over there. You need to make a shituf. When do you need a shituf in the mavui? When there's leg traffic. Here, there's not even leg traffic. It's just two windows open up to them. So technically, the board itself is not considered a shared property. The mavui itself doesn't need a shituf. So what are you even doing? Just go out and do what you want. So that she's ve'en tash mishtam dekach ela derech avir. And the only way you use this back alley is through the airspace. You don't walk it. You just, you know, you take stuff from the window out of the window. Now he says ubedinu disiz namelo levai. Technically, in this case over here, you wouldn't need anything to carry. Each one could stick out their pail from the window, throw it into the board, and draw. So what are you doing your ziz for? Ela mishum heker behalma. The item is a heker. Why? Shelo yishtemshu b'reshut ha'achayret shel shnayim belo eruv. We're gezerah like. And we're worried if we let you use this area over here without making an adjustment, you might come to go in the regular mavui and carry without a eruv or without a lehi or a korah. So this item is a gezerah. Put a ziz there just to remember that you got to do something in a quasi-shared area over here, lest you come to not do anything in a real mavui. If you remember, we learned in Masechet Shabbat a similar case with the guys on the boat. The guys on the boat that wanted to draw water in the front of the boat, they wanted to draw water from the water to the boat. And the boat is considered a reshut yachid. Now we were going according to the opinion that said the water, the top of the water, is considered a mekom petur. The bottom of the water was considered a karmelit, but the top of the water, one opinion said, was a mekom petur. So technically, you were going from a mekom petur into a reshut yachid. Technically, it should be permissible. What did Gemara say? You got to put a ziz. You got to stick a plank on the protruding from the boat. Why? Heker. You know, mekom petur to reshut yachid is permissible. So you see this concept we learned of ziz is more like a heker item. Now that's the opinion of Shmuel. That's what you got to put a ziz. Rabbi Yehuda himself said, I agree you got to make a heker. But you know what? You don't have to put such a solid heker. You can even put a kanya, a reed, which is a weaker type of item. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le'Abaye Rabbi Yosef. Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yehuda de Shmuel. Had Rabbi Yehuda. This statement of Rabbi Yehuda that says you put a reed, Dishmueli, it must be he heard it from Shmuel. Now, isn't it obvious? The statement was Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. That was the opening of the statement. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Bor Sheben Shtei Haserot. So now Abaye comes along and says, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda's statement was said in the name of Shmuel, his rabbi. Of course, that was the statement. And the Mefashim explained that no. our text, it was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But Abaye did not have that text. Abaye just had a text of Amar Rabbi Yehuda, making the statement that what? You put a reed. So he knew Shmuel's name in this whole statement. So he said, ah, this statement of the reed, this must be following his Rabbi Shmuel. Of course, if he had the statement Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it's another story. You could say that the Yehuda is coming to explain Shmuel. That the Yehuda was saying like this. I know my Rabbi Shmuel said you put a Aziz, but you know what? He even means you could put a reed. That's the way the Yishonim learned that statement. But he didn't even have Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel. He had the statement Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Avayeh comes along and says, ah, Rabbi Yehuda says you put a reed. That must be following his Rabbi Shmuel. The Eidir Rav, because if he was following his Rabbi Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda had two rabbis, he had Rav and Shmuel. So he is deducing that statement of putting a reed there in the back alley over here has got to be going like Shmuel, and it's not going like Rav. Why? The Eidir Rav ha'amad en adam osir al-havero derech avir. Which means, we have an opinion of Rav. Rav's opinion is that when it comes to airspace, meaning accessibility only through airspace, like a case like this, if the only way to access your other friend's area is just through the air, you don't traverse it by leg, Rav holds using airspace of another person is not osir. And therefore what? Rashi. Which means, here, the only way to access it is really to four tefachim away. So you have to throw the dli, four tefachim. So I'm throwing four tefachim and you're throwing four tefachim away. You say, oh, it's a shared space now. You're osating my space because it's shared now. In avir, when it's 4 tefachim away and you're throwing an item, Rav says it's not osir, and therefore he holds, you wouldn't even need a hekir. Oh, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda deduces that the kanya rabbi, which Rabbi Yehuda said you need a kanya, must be was following Shmuel, which now teaches us that Shmuel holds not only a ziz is good, even a kanya is good, but according to Rav, you wouldn't need anything. So the Gemara says, "Ude Shmuel mehecha." Well, where do you see that Shmuel holds that? Which statement of Shmuel tipped you off that you would need aziz? So it says, "Ide ma'mehad amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel." Maybe it's from this statement. Gag es samuk l'shut rabim. Our case, we just opened up today's sugya with. You have a gag close to the reshut harabim. Sarich sulam kavua latiro. And still, he said, "What you need a ladder on the from the second story to the gag in order to matir it." What is this proof to you over here? This proves to you over here, Rashi. Look at Rashi. Sarif sulam kavua v'i lo b'dirishutrim asya al yadirich avir she'en gag zera'u netashmishan elkem zorkin alav. At this point, the assumption is, why does the shutrim osir on the gag? But it was 10 tefachim high. So the only way they can access the gag is they're throwing things on the gag. They're there. Now the assumption is, by the way, they were also 4 tefachim away. Because usually on a reshut rabim, on a wall in reshut rabim, they used to put pegs in order that people don't lean up against it. If you remember, we learned that in Masechet Shabbat as well. They would put like spikes in the wall so people don't rub against it. So technically, he's 4 tefachim away in reshut rabim. And the only way he can access that roof is throwing things on. So his access is through avir. And still, what did Rabbi Yehuda in the name of, so what did Shmuel say? That, no, you need a ladder, meaning the Yerushim is osir. So you see what? Derech avir, according to him, technically, can be osir, meaning you need something. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma kedera papa. You have no proof. If you remember, the papa answered that they weren't accessing it through airspace, they were actually putting their accessories on the roof. I mean, 4 tefachim away is not so far away, by the way. They can just, stick their hat or their scarf. So therefore, no proof. Which is, you try to bring a proof that what? Access through airspace according to Shmuel is asur, you need an adjustment. Well, it's not so. This case of the roof was not access through airspace. You weren't throwing stuff 4 tefachim to the roof. Ella, what were you doing? You were actually putting stuff On the roof, that's the way. That's the way he answered over there. Oh, so no proof for that. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ela meha." Yeah, we'll prove it from here. Ze motzi ziz kol shehu umemale, veze motzi ziz kol shehu umemale. What does it say? Look at Rashi. Ela meha. Ela meha de abaye shem'al Rav Yehuda amelta de shmu v'achi kamar abaye. Ha de ba'ay Rav Yehuda kanya, that which Rav Yehuda said. You need a kane mishmuel gamale de ba'ay tikun. Which means he heard the statement of Shmuel that said, this guy needs a ziz called shehu, and this guy needs a ziz called shehu. Now what does a ziz called shehu mean? Shmuel made a statement somewhere. What was the statement? That when you have this case of the board, between the two haserot, in the back alley there, you want to carry to the board, put a ziz called shehu. Now from the fact that he said ziz called shehu, means even the minimum small ziz. So when Rav Yehuda heard that statement of Shmuel, that says ziz called shehu, what did he say? Ziz kol shehu, that means you can even use a kaneh then. Which means, why would he go out of his way to tell me ziz kol shehu? The fact that he's saying kol shehu, he's just trying to say any sort of heker will do the job. So therefore, Rav Yehuda came along and said, even a kaneh. So that was the statement that Abaye found. He found a statement that said, ze mosi ziz kol shehu memaleh, ve ze mosi ziz kol shehu memaleh. Tama de'apik. It's only because you put the Z's. Ah, lo apik. If you didn't put the Z's out, amrinan adam oser al havero derech avir. Which means it's the Z's that is matir. It sounds like, if you didn't put the Z's, I would say what? So it comes out, the Z's is more than just a heker according to this opinion. The Z's now is there to make it mutar. Because without the Z's there, it's a shared property. How is it shared? It's only shared through airspace. Yeah, according to Shmuel, that's enough. Shared through airspace is enough to be osir on one another. So that's the proof. Now,
same size. If one has a bigger Z's,
it doesn't matter. Once you tell me it's a cold shoe, it means you need nothing. You just need a little nothing adjustment. So therefore, Shmuel came along and said Z's cold shoe, right? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, all right, to put a kanya already. You know, that's already that guy's Z's. Okay, good. But what does that show you also? It shows that he's Oser Avir. Because only because you put the Z's there. If you didn't put the Z's there, Asur, why should be Asur? Because he throws it, his pail into the airspace of the board. He throws his airspace into his pail. So the Gemara says, Udrav Mehecha. Now how do you know Rav is not concerned about airspace? How does he know that airspace is not Oser one area to another area? So Gemara says, Idima Meha. Maybe from this case. Shtei gizustraot. No, our case that we had earlier. You have two gizustraot, zu lemala mizu. Right? One on top of each other. Asu mechitza le'elyona. Velo hasu mechitza le'tachtona. You made walls for the higher gizustra. Meaning walls underneath the plank to draw the water. So what do we say? Shtehen asurot ad shi'arbu. Right? We said that they're both asur until you make an iruf. Okay, now, ve'amar Ravuna amar Rav, and Ravuna said the name of Rav on this case. Lo shanu e'la b'simucha. This is only talking about where they were close to each other. Close to each other meaning they were within, no, not 10. According to Rav, it doesn't matter if it was in 10. Within 4. Aval b'mufleget arba'a, but if they were 4 tefahim away from each other, elyona muteret ve'tachtona asura. So what do you see over here? 4 away, Rav's clearly telling you the Elyon is mutar. Why? Because the Tahton, the only way to access is you got to throw the pail derech avir to the other one, to the Elyonah. And what do you see over here? That when you have to throw something for tefahim derech avir, it's not considered osir. So that's the proof that Rav does not say that airspace is osir. Kibra says no. Tilmashani haka. It's different over here. Dekevan de leze bizrika bishulshul, veleze bishulshul lehode, keleze bizrika veleze bepetach dami. Which means like this, I can tell you, who told you the reason of Rav, why he says it's mutar, is because of it's only accessible derech avir, therefore he's not considered part of it. Maybe I can argue and tell you, you know what? Really, could be the derech avir is a problem. And you know why in this case the Elyon is good and the Tachton is not good? Because the accessibility, the easy accessibility goes to who in this case? To the Anyon. Because what does he just have to do to get the water? Shilshul. He's got to go down. Where his neighbor, the guy who's far away and lower, he's got to have Zirika plus Shilshul. Now, wait. In this case over here, wait. Normally, Rav held that if it's a choice between one is Mishalshil and one is Zorek, then already they're both Asur. He held that that's both equal. But this case over here, it's two against one. In the sense that the guy who's lower, has got to do two things. He's got to be Zorek. Then he's got to be Mishalshil. Could be Rav will hold that in that case, when it's Zirika and Shilshul against Shilshul alone, could be I consider the Shilshul like a pit. I mean, he could not consider, he's the easily accessible one, he's flush, I'll consider it. And this guy over here is obviously harder than that. And therefore, that's why it is mutar. When it's four tefachim away, don't think the reason why Rav said it's mutar is because of the airspace is not osir. We're not saying the airspace is osir, since they can access it through airspace. And therefore, really, they should be considered one. So then why tell me the Elyon is mutar? The Elyon is only mutar because he has easy accessibility. Why? Because all he needs is derech shilshul, where the tahton guy needs what? Shilshul vegam zirika. So I'll read that inside to you. What's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the bottom? Shani hacha, the keman de lezeh bezrika v'shilshul. That's the tahton. V'lezeh b'shilshul lechudeh, and the Elyon is only b'shilshul alone. Kalazeh, it's similar bezrika, kalazeh bezrika v'lezeh b'petach. We consider it as if it would be a scenario of one is zorek and one is b'petach, one is flush. And then what's the lead in that case? You give it to the one that's flush. So now we don't have a proof yet. We're looking for a proof. How do you know Rav holds airspace is not osir the other area? Ela mehad amar Rav Nachman amar Rav Abu amar Rav. Okay, new scenario. Shnei batim v'shalosh churbot b'nehem. Ze mishtamesh b'samuk shelo ayede zirika v'ze mishtamesh b'samuk shelo ayede zirika. Okay, what's the case? We have a picture for this. Picture number 288. You have two houses from two chatzerot, and in between them you have three dilapidated, destroyed houses. What does a destroyed house look like? Well, just opened up. No roof, no walls in between them. Just have the frame of the wall in between them. So again, you have two houses and three churbot in between. Who are these three churbot? There's no owner to them anymore. Finished. The owners are gone as well. So now the question is, this area over is technically a shared area. I mean, both these chatzerot, these houses over that are opened up to them, technically both have access to these three areas. So what's the deen? So Rav gives me the deen. Rav says, each house can use the churba that it's samukh to it. Let's call the churbot 1, 2, and 3. So one house can use number 1, and the other house could use number 3. And the middle one, the Gemara is going to say, the imsa'i asur. And the middle one is asur to both of them. Now we have to understand the logic here for a second. We're allowing each house to use the churban next to it, right? 1 and 3, respectively. And the middle one is asur to both. Now let's read Rashi, please. Let's read Rashi, the gimel churbot b'nehem. It's in the bottom. See it, Rashi? Gimel churbot b'nehem. Mechitzot pirutzot zu lazu. The mechitzot are paruts. They're opened up to each other. Ve'en ben diyurim. Nobody's living in these dilapidated houses. Ve'en ben ba'alim. Okay, good. That's a very important line there. And there's also no owners to these churbot. Ela b'nei ha'batim ha'elu. Just the members of the houses over there. Ve'yesh chalonot b'batim petraim nechurba. Now again, this is the back over here. So you have it's not normally walked, this area. It's usually an area that's only used with airspace, because you only have windows opened up. Don't ask me why they built, when the houses were there, what were those windows doing there? But the bottom line, that's how you have, that's how it's set up. In any event, it's a zemish tamish. Look at that, she's zemish tamish. Bechorba simucha lo derech halonot. Ayadizrika. Right, he'll throw the things out of his window into the Qurban next to it. Hu'il, right, we call that Shilshul, exactly. Hu'il ve'en lo ba tashmish gamur bechol, she'en lo ba petach patuach la ila halon, en pritzat mechisot oseret, umutal lishtamesh bekula. Which means, again, they're trying to tell you, this is really an enclosed area, let's say. So therefore, technically, we don't have to stop making erubin now and all that type of stuff, because it's never really walked. It's only used in the airspace. So like we learned above, an area like this technically does not need a shituf and stuff like that. Now, he can only use his window. He throws the stuff out of his window into the first hurba. Oh, now the question is like this. His friend, the adjacent or the cross from him, why shouldn't he be osir on him? Because technically, he could also throw something from his house into Hurban number one. So technically, you have now a shared property. Just like he can throw into it, the neighbor could also throw into it. So he says, "V'afapish mishtamesh ba bechol bezrika shurik derech avir shelo b'prisa ato chorbazu eno osir l'chavero derech avir." Why? So Rashi says, "She'en lo alaf tashmish ela al yadei avir." What's the rule? If the only way you have accessibility is through Avir, so Derech Avir is not Osir. Which means he can't walk there. There's no walking there, by the way. It's a window. He's not climbing out of his window. So therefore, the only way he can access it during the week would be what? Throwing it. Oh, so what does Rav hold? Derech Avir is not Osir. So therefore, technically, it is a shared property in the sense that both of us can throw. But what? I can throw straight down, right? You have to throw it across, right? You have to throw it across. So Rashi says, "Aval b'smucha l'chadero lo yishtamesh afilu bizrika." Now, one chaser can use hurba number one, but he can't use hurba number three. Why? If you tell me that the avir is not osir, so therefore, go even to number three. So that she says, so then already he goes into what's easy or not. Meaning, the guy who's right next to the hurba, he could just go straight down. That's a tashmish that's considered Noah, a chilshul. Whereas the guy who's far away, even though derech avir is not osir, he's got to throw zirika. Now, at this point, the Gemara is saying that you give it to the guy who has easy accessibility. Now, even though this is Rav, if you remember, Rav's opinion was, it doesn't make a difference. If this guy's Bishasud, this guy's Bishrika, they're both Asud. So this is right away the Gemara to answer this question in a moment. But let's review what the Gemara is saying until this point. The Gemara is saying that what? I can use Hurba number one. I'm doing Hurba number one. Why? My friend also has accessibility. Derech Avir is not Osir. Oh, good. Derech Avir is not Osir, so let him use it also. If Derech Avir is not Osir, so then we both can use it. No, I have easy accessibility, he has difficult. Okay, that's where the question is going to be in Rav in a second, but we continue. Vahim Sa'i Asur, the middle, meaning number two, is Asur. We have to see why number two is Asur. We will see that in the Gemara. Okay. Now, Yativ Rav Bruna the Kamal Hashmata. So Rav Bruna sat down and said over this case. They analyzed this exact story: the two houses with the chorbot in between. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, when he heard Rav Bruna say over the case in the name of Rav, Rabbi Eliezer tells him, or Rabbi Elazar tells him, Barbe Rav. Meaning a young yeshiva student. Amar Rav Hache, are you sure that Rav said this halakha? Amar le'in. He told me, yeah, he said it. Say, Rabbi Elazar says, Ahve li ushpize. Show me where Rav is staying. Meaning, I want to go to Rav's house. I got to ask him this directly. Ahve le, he showed him, hey, he's staying in that address over there. Atali kame de Rav. So Rabbi Elazar came to Rav himself. Amar le. So he tells him, Amar mor hache. Did you actually say this deen with the three urbot? Amar le'in. Yeah, I said it. Amar le, what are you talking? The Hamor, who the Amar lezeh b'shul shul lezeh b'shrikah, shnei masurim. So he asked him a question. He says, how can you say that it's permissible for each chuba, for each house, to carry or to throw into the chorban next to it, if you hold that what? En avir oser. And since en avir oser, so technically both have access equally, it's not oser. And you tell me the only reason why it's mutar is because why? Because easier. He has zirika, or shilshul, and he has zirika. I told you, you're the one that holds that zirika and shilshul are basically the same thing, and therefore they should be oser. Which means if you're looking at it from a Noah aspect, look at Rashi. Rashi will explain it. Look at Rashi. Amar avache. Look at Rashi. Gentlemen, look at Rashi. You'll see it clear. Amar avache bitmiha. The Rabbi Elazar sabar. Here's the key. Rabbi Elazar held like this initially. Midamar rav emsai asur. Oh, the fact that Rav said the middle one is asur. That's the key. Which means Rabbi Elazar, he hears a din. He doesn't know reasons yet. So he has to deduce from the law what the logic is. So right away he says, why should the middle one be asur? Now the only way you can say the middle one is asur, how does each one access the middle? Derech avir. Right? So must be Rav holds Derech Avir Asur. Following so far? The Imsa'i tipped Rabbi Elazar off. To think that Derech Avir is... which part? Derech Avir Asur. Which means, this house accesses the middle through throwing, and this one through throwing, so even though it's Derech Avir, but they're considered one, and therefore Derech Avir is Asur. Okay, beautiful. So if Derech Avir is Asur, so now you have a problem with 1 and 3 as well. Because they access each other, Derech Avir. Oh, so, but Rav still said, it's permissible for the Hatser to go to the one that's, the bike that can go to the one that's next to it, right? 1 and 3 are permissible to the Bet Matim. Ela must be, what's his logic? Because you gotta go with who has easier accessibility. Ah, Ela, you have to say, because the house is Mishul Shul, and the adjacent one is Mishrika. So Rav Elazar tells him, what are you talking about, Rav? You don't hold like that. Which means, obviously you're holding what Derech Avir is Asur. That's why the Imsa'i is Asur. Good. That's clear. And therefore, technically, 1 and 3 should also be Asur because Derech Avir is Osir. Therefore, they're considered joint. There was no Erubeda. It's joint. Once you have a joint property, it's Osir. Ah, but you said it's Mutar. And it must be you're holding what? Yeah. When it's joint, who do you give it to? The one that's easier. Accessibility. Who's got easier accessibility? The guy close to it. He just got to go Bishul Shul, while his neighbor's got to go Bishvika. Rabbi Hazar tells him, you don't hold like that. You hold that when this guy's Bishul Shul and this guy's Bishvika, still will say to each other. That was Rabbi Hazar's, we'll call at this point, understanding, but it's really a misunderstanding of what Rav said. Therefore, he couldn't believe what he was saying. So the Gemara says like this. Amar le, so Rav tells him, what are you talking? Mi savate kaime keshura? What do you mean? How'd you learn the case? You thought that the three were in a row? The three chorbot were in a row, therefore you're asking me a question? No, that's not the case. The kaime kahasuba. It's like a tripod. Meaning, bayit, right? Chorba. Number one, Khurban number two, Khurban number three. Like a triangle. Now, the way it's configured, just so you know, is the Khurban number one is next to the house, it's obvious, right? Now, Khurban number two is behind it, and that's really goes across from one house to the other. It's going across, that's really one shared. Forget about Derech Avir, it's just one shared area. Do we have a picture? Oh, we have a picture of this. Okay, good. 289. You see exactly like I told you. Here you have the... Okay, and the God Squad has a picture as well. Oh, okay, the Gemara has a picture as well. That's the first. Okay, so you have a picture right there. Now you see how it is. So whatever picture you want to use, it's the same principles basically. You have it next to number one, and this is next to number three, right? And the back is totally opened. That's the middle one. Now the middle one is osir. The middle one is osir, nothing to do with avir. Really, I'll tell you, derech avir is mutar. Here, the reason why the middle is osir, like, derech avir, it's shared property. It's the mamash. It's connected to both batim. Yeah?
Only through the air.
No, so you tell me, only through the air. So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lo da'abidi ka'asuba. So Rashi da'abidi ka'asuba. Vishloshtan simuchim lebatim. All of them are close to the batim. Now, ha'imsa'i keneged ashtayim. Right, the middle one is connected both houses because it goes across. Kishlosha regle kankan, like the three legs of a kankan, like the tripod that they put a kettle on a tripod. Hilkach hasimuchim mutarim. You know why? Then Adam osir chaverot derech avir. Let's analyze. Korban number one is mutar. Why? He has access to it. His friend only has access to it through. He's got to throw it. Four tefachim. Right? Four tefachim, he's got to throw at least into the other one. En Adam osir ba'avir. Good. So now really holds En Adam osir ba'avir. Oh, v'am say asur tishneim mishtemshim ba'bishel shul. Here, both have the same access. That's the pshat, which means he's bishel shul into the area, and he's bishel shul. And therefore, what's the deal when they both have the same... Which no one's easier over here. It's the same level. The shared access is going to be asur. Now, last question. We have a rule of you. Remember way back we learned in Masechet Erubin that when you have an area that's asur, let's say imsa'i, and that's opened up into other areas, like this case, it's totally opened up. So it's osir the heter areas, right? It's paruts to a place that's asur. It becomes asur. So therefore, these two should become asur also because it's opened up to the emsa'i. That's Rashi's, side question. So Rashi handles that and says, Rashi comes along and answers and says, lo ahmura banam kom she'lo tashmish gamur she asur mishum paruts. When do we say it is deen of when you have an area that's asur and it's paruts to another area? That was only talking about where the area that's asur is asur because of normal usage. Walking through, putting stuff, carrying. Yeah, it's asur. But it's only asur derech shilshul. That's not considered a regular, normal, let's say, usage. So that deen of paruts is osir, the ones that it's opened into, was only said on normal usage. For example, putting stuff in, carrying, walking, stuff like that. If that's asur, it's opened up to other areas, it'll osir. This is a yachim, again, it's a humrav d'rabbanan, that whole deen. So when did the rabbis say it? On real, accessible areas. This area is not so accessible, you only have to mishtalchel. Rabbis didn't go so far. It's asur. Yeah, the emsa'i is asur, don't get me wrong. The emsa'i is asur. Because bottom line, it's noach to each one. Here, when it comes to the other area, the one in three, I'm Michel Shail down into my item over there. The other guy, the only way to access is what? Is throwing it.
Could he?
Oh, throw. No, could he throw? What? No, En Adam Osir.
Could he use the other one though?
Oh, wait. No, he cannot. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of Rav. Rav is saying, really, En Adam Osir Derech Avir. And therefore, what? Technically, these guys are considered one. And that's, he cannot be osir. Oh, so then why then is it permissible for only this side and not for that side? So then she said that. The Gemara continues. Amar le rapapa le rabba. Rapapa tells rabba. Le ma Shmuel. Shmuel that says that avir is osir. Right? Derek avir is osir. Let the ravdimi. Must be, does not hold of ravdimi. Well, what does Avdimi say? Dikhiyata Avdimi Amar Rabbi Yohanan Makom She'en Bo Dalet Al Dalet. We call that a Mekom Petur. If you remember, you have an area that's less than 10 tefachim high, and it's less than 4 tefachim wide. and it's right on the border of a Reshut Yahid and a Reshut Harabim. So would we say you could use this little buffer zone to adjust things? How? Mutal ibn Reshut Harabim v'le Reshut Yahid katef alaf. So the guys on both sides, the Reshut Harabim guys could put their load on this Mekor Petur, and the guys on the other side, the Reshut Yahid, can also put their load on it. However, ubelvat shlo yachlifu. But you can't trade, which you don't want you to go from the Reshut Harabim, put it on the Mekor Petur, and then go from the Mekor Petur into the Reshut Hayahid. Even though that should be permissible, by the way. Because you're making Akira in one Reshut and Hanaha in the Mekor Petur. But what? Gezerah. That you might go direct. Okay, good. But what do you see from over here? That a Mekor Petur area over here can be used by both sides. What does this got to do with the Avir? So Rashid tells us. Less than four tefachim is not considered a normal hanaha area. It's small. So Rashi tells us we're going to consider this less than four tefachim, it's like avir. It's not a wide area where you normally place things down. It'll have the status of avir. And what are we saying? Each side can use that avir, and they're not osir each other. Oh, so what do you see over here? In Avir, which means when your access is through Avir, it's not Osir the other side. Because if it was, we'd Osir both the Reshut Yahid guys and the Reshutim guys to use the Mekom Petur. Ella, what do you say? I can use it, but my friend can use it also. Yeah, so what? His access is only Derech Avir. So therefore, you see what? Obviously, Shmuel does not hold of this statement of Rav Dimi. You know what the Gemara is going to answer? Gemara's going to answer like this. Hatam nishiyot de'olayta ha'kar nishiyot de'rabbanan. Big difference. Here we're discussing, by the Mekom Petur case, your nishiyot that are on both sides are de'olayta nishiyot. Reshut Yahid, Reshut Rabbim. When it comes to de'olaytas, it's ironic, but you can be lenient. Why? Because everybody knows de'olaytas. Everybody's scared of de'olaytas. So therefore, they don't have to strengthen their law. The Torah is not, doesn't have to strengthen their law. The rabbis don't have to strengthen Torah law because people are already scared of Torah law. But on rabbinic law, for example, in the case of Hatzerot, carrying in a Hatzer is only Isur, the Rabbanan. In that case, the rabbis came along and said that airspace is going to restrict on one another. So just because you didn't see it in the case of the Mekom Petur, that's because it's Reshuyot De'olaita V'achamim Hakar Reshuyot Rabbanan. But in the Hatzer, it's talking about whether the Reshuyot are rabbinical. V'achamim Asu Hizuk L'debrehem Yoter Mishel Torah. Means the rabbis had to be more strict with fences on their law more than the Torah law. So therefore, yes, Avir will Oser the Reshuyot Rabbanan, banan in the Reshuyot De'oraita. First point. Amar Rabbi Nahum Laba. Mi amar Rav Acher? No, did Rav say that Avir is not Osir? Yeah, itmar Shnei Batim Mishnei Sidir Reshut Rabbim. What do you have? You have two houses on two sides of the Reshut Rabbim. Okay, no picture of it. I guess it's simple. Rabba Bar Rav Unamar Rav Asul Zot Mizeh Lizeh. So Rav says it's asur to throw from one house to the other. Ushmuel Amar Mutal Zok Mizilize. And Shmuel says you can't throw from one to the other. Okay, that's the case. House, Reshut Rabbim, house. Okay? Now, technically you're going from Reshut Yahid to Reshut Yahid. Mm-hmm. Now, Reshut Yahid is okay. He's just going derech Reshut Rabbim. He's going to the Avir of the Reshut Rabbim. Now, according to Rav, Rav is saying this is Asur. Now, the only reason we can understand at this point, why should it be Asur, is because now you're both using now airspace. Which means, the fact that this house uses this airspace to go through, and the other house uses the airspace as well, so you're sharing now airspace of the Reshut Rabbim, which you think, the only way that they're carrying is throwing. So they have shared airspace. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shnei batim shel adam echad. One owner, by the way. That has to be. One owner of both houses. Asu lezrok. Why? Vafagav dechi sage ba'avir reshut rabim demala ma'asaraka sage. Aha. When you're throwing above 10 tefachim. So that's really Mekom Petur already. So what's the problem? You're going from your house, derech Mekom Petur, to another one of your houses. Should that be mutar? The kama de oser alav aviran shel bnei reshut rabim. Haha, that's the point. Which means the reshut rabim, the people below ten, afagav shein them kan tashmish. Which means that airspace that you're throwing over, that shared airspace with who? With the guys that are below 10 to Fahim. Which the guys of the... Now, how do the guys below 10 and they're just going to use it? Obviously, they have to throw up something. So therefore, that airspace technically is shared with the Reshut HaRabim. Oh, so what are you saying over here? When you have shared airspace, it's going to be Asur. Ah, Rav, and you said that statement. So you know what? You know why you can't throw from one to the other? Because it's going through airspace that has two... As the Kopet too puts Reshut HaRabim traverses it, or uses it, I should say. So comes the Gemara and says, that's not the reason why Rav is Asir. That's not. Oh, it's a question of Chimuel as well. The Gemara only asks on Rav. But it's a question of Chimuel as well. Let me point that out. Mm-hmm. Now, ah, Rav, how did you say it's Asur? He says, what are you talking about? That's not the reason why I said it's Asur. Nothing to do with airspace. Gemara answers. Amar le lav mi okina de midle had u metate had. If you remember how we said the case was, they weren't straight. One house was high, one house was low. But it should have been in the middle. If they were straight, 100% would have to throw from one to the other. I don't care about air spaces, it should have been sharing the air spaces. So why, when one is high and one is low, it's asud? You know why? Because it's hard to have an exact aim. What are we worried? You might throw it from your house, it might end up landing in the Reshut HaRabim. So what? So what? Let it land in the Reshut HaRabim. Did the guy have kavanah for that? If a guy doesn't have kavanah, it's only a Torah. But you know what the gezerah is? When it, exactly. Once it falls into the Reshut HaRabim now, unwittingly you might go now and pick it up and walk it into the house. That's going with kavanah to the Reshut HaRabim to the Reshut HaYachid. So then look at the Gemara's Lashon. Zimnin de mingad, or de mignadar, I'm sorry, venafil, ve'atelatuyeh, and you're going to come and carry. What's the word de mignadar? It's going to roll. Ah, you're going to throw because one's high, one's low, right? So you're going to miss. So it's going to roll now, right? It's not going to hit the house. And now it's going to be in the Reshut HaRabim, roll a little. You're going to go there, pick it up, and walk it. But if it was straight in after you Reshut HaRabim, or said, and therefore that is consistent to Shita.